Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here on this Friday afternoon. All right, so we're just having some fun today. Going over, you know, Avalanche time. It's fantastic right now. The Rockies are looking good. I don't know how long it's going to last. I have my concerns about the upcoming month. But you know what? It's all gravy, man. It's fun. Expectations for the Rockies probably weren't very high. So to be sitting at 15-10. Right now, you got to be feeling pretty good. The Avalanche are up 2-0. Doesn't get much better than that in the first round. And by the way, you have this excitement surrounding the Denver Broncos like we haven't seen since Peyton Manning. Will it be as quick of a transition? When Manning came here, now let's remember, there were reservations about Peyton Manning being a Bronco because of the neck surgeries. He had the 4 neck surgeries before he put on a Broncos uniform. There were concerns. The Broncos, if you remember, they were 3-3 out the gates. They went... Now, am I... Correct me if I... Didn't they go 0-3? Or maybe I'm wrong on that. I gotta check. But they weren't like world beaters right off the bat. And then suddenly they just caught fire. They came back, had a couple of comebacks, I think like against the Falcons and the Chargers. That Chargers game, you remember that? That was absolutely nuts. And I still remember, that's when I said, oh, this team is going to be a good team. There is a never say die with Peyton Manning on this team. But is it going to be as fairly flawless of a transition as it was with Manning? I mean, there's no doubt, like, who's the better quarterback, Manning or Russell? Well, Manning's one of the greatest of all time. He really is. I mean, I don't know where you're putting him, but he's certainly one of the greatest. Okay, I was wrong on that. Let's see here. They were 1-2 to start the season. They were 1-2. They beat Pittsburgh that very first game, 31-19. They lose to Atlanta. They're kind of getting smoked by Atlanta. They come back and beat Atlanta. They were getting smoked by Atlanta. They were getting smoked by Houston. They came back in both of those games and made them interesting, but still ended up losing. Then they beat Oakland. They lose to New England. And then it was San Diego that game when they come back and they made that interesting. And that game was nuts because San Diego was up 24-0 at the half. And the Broncos scored 35 unanswered points in the second. That's when we went, okay. So it's not as bad as I thought they were 0-3. They were 1-2 and then 2-3. And then they beat San Diego and never lost again that season. Isn't that crazy? Think about how freaking good Denver was as soon as Peyton Manning put on a Broncos uniform. He shook off the rust. They shook off the rust. Whatever. They lost 3 out of 5 games. And then won the rest. Beating New Orleans 34-14. Manning threw 300 yards. Cincy 31-23. 36-24. 30-23. 17-9. That was a bad game. 31-23. I mean, just... beaten up on teams. And then we all know what happened in the playoffs. Don't really want to talk about it. They get the bye, and then Ravens. We don't say that name. 2013 comes around, and they're just as good. That was the Super Bowl year. The going to the Super Bowl year. They were, I mean, what, they were 13-3 again. They didn't lose three of their first five, but they, you know, spread out. They lost to the Colts once. They lost to the Patriots in overtime. They lost to the Chargers. Then they went all the way to the Super Bowl, beating San Diego in the first round, beating New England, losing to Seattle 43-8. But still, you went the first year, okay, pretty good. Second year, went to a Super Bowl. 2014 comes around, still very good. You finished 12-4 that year. But you lost to the Colts 24-13 in the second round of the playoffs. You had a first round again. Keep in mind, they all had, every year was a first round bye for the Broncos in those first three. They lost to the Colts, and that's when John Elway said, we got to go out kicking and screaming. So I guess, and then the next year we know what happened. It was a weird year for Manning, but the Broncos still won the Super Bowl. Do you expect the same kind of thing to happen with Russell? Is it going to be that easy of a transition? And I know it wasn't that easy if you're starting, you know, if you started three losses to your three wins, or you were 3-3 essentially before the bye. But for the most part, I think especially after they beat San Diego, you went, wow, this team might be just clicking. They just needed to kind of figure it all out. Manning's not the problem. Just start ironing this thing out. I mean, defense started playing better after that bye week. So do you expect that to be the same, to be the case? That Russell Wilson and company may be better. Does this team go to the playoffs? Does this team get a first-round bye? I mean, the AFC West is better, certainly better now than it was when Manning was there. There wasn't a Patrick Mahomes. There wasn't a Justin Herbert. So it was a much different AFC West. Carson Palmer, I think, right? Wasn't he the starting quarterback for the Raiders that first year? So there wasn't even a Derek Carr when the Broncos started things off. None of those quarterbacks were duking it out with Peyton. It was Alex Smith, Phillip Rivers, who was good, and Carson Palmer. And now we know, obviously, look at the quarterbacks now. I'm looking at one of the games, dude. The year after the Broncos' first year with Manning, the second year, which is how that would go, Jades. Terrell Pryor was a quarterback in one of those games. Yeah, he was like a wide receiver turned quarterback. Remember that? That's a forgotten name that we thought was going to be some kind of interesting character in the league. Well, so, I mean, if you're expecting the same thing as what we saw with Manning's first 3 years with Denver, you might have to temper that a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to be... Listen, they're a playoff team. I think Denver's winning the AFC West. Now, I don't know if they're winning it 13... I think they're going to beat each other up. I don't know that 13-3 is the record that wins it. Like it was... You know, when Manning was there, it's not going to be 8-8 like it was when Tebow was there. The AFC West was really bad then. It was garbage then. They won it with Tim Tebow at 8-8. I don't think that's happening. I could see, because they're going to beat each other up. Could you see 10 wins, not 11 wins doing it? And now you add the extra game, of course, so potential for an extra win or loss. It could be 10 or 11. But I could see Denver winning 10 or 11 and making it close enough where they win the division. Does that make them a Super Bowl favorite in my eyes? Because I think the West is so good. Listen, I mean, if you're looking at the best teams in the NFL heading in, you're certainly putting the Chiefs right up there in that mix. Buffalo, probably arguably the best team in the AFC. I don't know. Maybe not. I do think that Kansas City losing Tyreek Hill, to me, makes Buffalo better. I feel like Buffalo's better. Buffalo will be good. They're probably... Is Buffalo the favorite to represent the AFC? I think so.
To me, it is.
Yeah, I would go there with you.
I think they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, though.
It's right now, it's hard to argue because, you know, you go over to the... Is it Tampa Bay? Is it Green Bay? Is it the Rams? Bills might be better than all of those. The Bengals, they're saying it. We got to prove everybody wrong. Everybody thinks we're going to, you know, just, that was a fluke. Well, maybe it was. Anyway, when you're a 10-7 team and you go to the Super Bowl, people sometimes think that's a fluke. Now, Eli Manning's teams kind of did that, but he did it twice, so it was hard to say it was a fluke. I mean, who else is on that list as far as favorites? Are the Titans? I mean, they were 12-5, but and they did survive without Derrick Henry a good chunk, but it's just, I do think it's Kansas City and Buffalo, and do you throw Denver in the top three? Is Denver ranked above the Patriots right now, in your mind? Are they ranked above the Bengals? Are they ranked above the Ravens? You know I'm high on the Ravens, but I think the Broncos are better than the Ravens right now. And the Ravens missed the playoffs. They went 8-9. So it's going to be interesting. So do you expect the same kind of results as far as records and stuff from the Broncos? Maybe not, but there might be more success, more team success going forward. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Jades, it's time. Let's jump over. I got a fun one today for us, okay? Today in the NFL. Is it the NFL today? NFL today. Inside the NFL today on the show. Does that work? I'd love to see you transcribe this. It's going to be great. Every day we start looking at a couple of key stories in the NFL. And sometimes it's just stuff that I find that I think is unique to talk about. Jason LaCanfora, great work by you, because I totally love this. I shared it on our Facebook page. If you follow us, you should follow us on the Whole Show Facebook page, or just follow Whole Show on Twitter. Follow, like, do all the stuff, because we're all over the place, man. We're sharing our stories, our podcasts, our thoughts and opinions about Drew Lock and whatever. It's all there. Now, I've always said that there are tiers when it comes to quarterbacks. And I love that Jason LaCanfora puts this visual out for us from CBS Sports. Tier one, bona fide franchise QBs. I'm going to see if you agree. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, right? Tommy Bones, obviously. Aaron Rodgers, yes. Russell Wilson. Ooh, you're hesitant. Oh, he's getting the headset. He's getting the headset. You hesitated.
I'm not hesitating on Russell. I'm hesitating on Rodgers for this upcoming season.
Oh, my goodness, Jades. Have you been drinking too much coffee today?
It may be the case, but I think
he's a bona fide franchise quarterback.
He's a bona fide franchise quarterback.
You're not putting him in tier one?
I think he has to start at tier one because it's Aaron Rodgers, but I think he will finish the season in tier two.
What?
I seriously think so.
Oh, my. That is a bold take, and I want to give you crap for it, but 2 years ago I said the same thing.
Well, but I mean,
and he proved me wrong every year.
Who does he have to throw to this year? I mean, he lost Valdez Scantling and one of the best receivers.
Well,
they drafted
a D tackle in the first round, so he could throw to that guy, right?
Well, he's never had a wide receiver drafted in 20 years.
They don't even draft. Do they even know what offensive players look like in the first round? I think they think it's illegal to draft offensive players in the first round.
It must be. They must get fined.
I can see where you're going with that because he just lost his best weapon. And there's no doubt those guys had chemistry. Who did they draft? Did they get somebody in the second round that I'm not thinking of? I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Or in the second round, something. Because they got two first rounders and both were defensive guys, linebacker and a D tackle, I think. So you think he's, right now it's fair though. You're saying.
Right now, but by the end of the season, he'll be in tier two.
Is Matthew Stafford tier one?
I think you have to say so.
Well, he won a Super Bowl, but so did Nick Foles.
I mean,
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying that Super Bowls don't always mean tier one.
But his stats were still solid.
So he's tier one, not tier two?
I think he starts the season in tier one.
Josh Allen, I missed him. He's tier one. Here's the controversial one that I know you're going to go against. Lamar Jackson?
No.
He's listed as tier one.
He's not tier one.
He is tier one.
He couldn't even carry his team to the playoffs.
He got hurt. He was hurt for like the last three games, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, and his backup actually did phenomenal for his replacement, which goes to show that the Ravens just have too many holes to be a playoff team. But I just don't think that he can't be tier one. He can't be. He's not equal to those guys that you just listed off. I mean, you could argue maybe he's as good as Stafford, but Stafford...
Well, he doesn't have to be... I guess when I look at it, he doesn't actually have to be equal to those guys, but I maybe.
Well, you
he did
to
win
be...
an MVP in 2019. Does that not give him some staying power in the tier one conversation?
Are we saying tier one like as a career or
no,
as for the season?
Right now, I think. I think it's. Okay. I think these are the current the way it's set up right now. Tier going into next season. Here's the tier one quarterbacks: Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Jackson, Allen, Wilson, Herbert, Burrow, and Stafford. It's half the NFL.
Well, the problem with it is that Lamar is only as good as his run game.
Yeah, I get it. I think he can throw better than a lot of people think because he does have a good arm. He has to work on it, no doubt about it.
Accuracy especially.
Accuracy is not always the best. I don't know that he had the greatest line in the world, but I also don't know that he helped his line either because when you're running, quarterbacks do screw over a decent offensive line quite a bit.
Well, and to negate that 2019 MVP, I mean, he was really the first running quarterback that was introduced to the NFL. I mean, now there's a lot more.
Vic was a runner, but he was still a passer.
Right. There's a lot more
mobile.
Lamar
is like, they're designing run plays for him. You're right.
Exactly.
I'm not taking it away. I'm removing Matt Stafford. How about Joe Burrow? Is Joe Burrow tier one now?
Yeah.
He's tier one.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's tier two, just to give you an idea. Matt Ryan.
Okay.
And Deshaun Watson. The only tier twos he has is Deshaun Watson would be tier one, but we haven't seen him play in a year, right?
There's no possible way Justin Herbert's that low, though.
Well, they have Justin Herbert tier one.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Herbert is tier one.
Okay.
Which I agree. I agree with Mahomes. I agree with Brady. I agree with Rodgers. Yes, I agree with Lamar Jackson. I agree with Wilson. I agree with Herbert. I'm not going Burrow and Stafford right now. I know they were in the Super Bowl, but I guess the question is, you're right. Is the question based on last year, or is the question like their overall kind of where? Because Lamar's stock might have dropped a little bit.
Well, and it's really hard to say for any of these guys because they're all in such different positions in their career. I mean, the really only comparable players are Burrow and Herbert.
Yeah, so I'm saying that this has got to be based on your career thus far and where you are right now. Meaning you can, because Deshaun Watson was tier one. He would be tier one 2 years ago. But because we haven't seen him play, we don't know what the future is, you got to drop him to tier two. I get that. So I'm saying this is based on who you are and who you've been, but also what we think you're going to be, right?
I think Dak Prescott should be a tier two.
He is not a tier two.
I think he should be, though.
According to this list, he is tier three. Rising stars. No, excuse me. Jason LaCanfora has zero tier three quarterbacks. He writes none.
No way.
Tier four is you can win with them. Okay, so here's how he's classifying this. Tier one is bona fide franchise quarterbacks. And is Lamar, I will give you this, is Lamar Jackson a bona fide franchise quarterback? He hasn't even signed the contract yet. He could get hurt next year. He's banking on himself. I think he's his own agent, too. Tier two is top pros, proven winners. Matt Ryan and Deshaun Watson. How are you going to put Deshaun Watson in there over Dak Prescott?
He's not proven. That's the other thing.
Well, I mean, Deshaun was there, but you can't take an entire year and be expected to be right where you were.
Exactly.
I don't think. Tier three, rising stars. He has no tier three rising stars. Tier four is you can win with them. That's how he's classifying this. Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, Dak Prescott. I don't think Dak Prescott should be in the same tier as Ryan Tannehill. I don't even know that Derek Carr should be in the same tier. And to be fair, he writes tier three rising stars, so you can't really be an older quarterback and be a rising star.
Right. I think Dak should be a tier two.
Dak is tier two. Jameis Winston, okay, I'll go with you as a four, maybe three, though. How can you not have any tier three quarterbacks?
Or
you just have a category that nobody's in.
You can't really have any tier two either. Like, he had two tiers.
He had two tiers, no tier threes. Kyler Murray is listed as a tier four. Tier five, veterans and placeholders. He has none. And this is all starting quarterbacks, keep in mind. Tier six is good luck, meaning they suck. Jared Goff, Justin Fields. Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, Drew Lock, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, and Mitch Trubisky.
Where did you say Hurts was?
He doesn't have him here. He doesn't have him on the list. He doesn't have him on the list? Nope. Sorry, he does. Tier 4. You can win with them.
So he's in the same tier as Dak Prescott.
Derek Carr and Dak Prescott should not be in tier 4.
No.
At least tier 3. And don't classify it as rising stars.
No.
Just get rid of rising stars. We don't need that.
Get rid of all the
All right, so we're going to do titles. When we come back, let's do our own. Let's create. You're going to write this down, and we're going to make our own. We're going to steal it. Well, I'm going to give you 5 tiers. The 5 tiers, the 5 steps to greatness, and we're going to do this. He has... The jury is out. Tier 7 is Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, and Davis Mills. 26 minutes after the hour. You guys, help us out. Let's go over our tiers. Holyoke, where's Captain Kirk? At least tier 2. See? He's right. Is Drew Locke on a tier, or has he rather fallen off a pier? Damn you. All right, 26 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Leave Drew alone!
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Okay, this will be, we're stealing, it's not like we're stealing, because the tiers and quarterbacks was always my idea. Jade's always talked about the tiers, where you are as a quarterback. And again, I also use this in my Hall of Fame voting. If you're not tier one, you're not in. I'm pretty strict when it comes to this. So let's do it. Let's go through. So I just pulled off, just pulled up all the starting quarterbacks that are projected to be a starting quarterback next year. And if I miss any, let me know. So we'll just go in order, alphabetical order. Tier one, we got tier two. I'm gonna do 5 tiers. I feel like Locke Can 4 wasted 2 tiers by not putting anybody in tier 3 or tier 5. So we're gonna go tier one. Obviously, that's amazing quarterback. That's franchise guy. That's the best. Probably going to be Hall of Famer. Whatever. Based on what they've done and what we're thinking they will do. So that's star. Tier two is pretty good. You're definitely a star, a franchise kind of quarterback. Can you win the big game? Can you be a guy we can rally around and win the Super Bowl? Probably not. Maybe not, unless you have a really good team around you. Tier three is good, not great. Maybe you can make something work. You're fine. Tier four is you're not good. We will find your replacement. Train your replacement. Grab some bench. All right, here we go. You ready? Ready for this, Jades?
What's the fifth tier?
Well, we're not doing 5 tiers.
Oh, just 4.
We're just doing 4 tiers.
Okay.
Unless you want to do 5th tier. Mystery. Mystery guest. Mystery quarterback. Tier one, here we go. Kyler Murray. Now, for me, he's not tier one.
No.
Tier two is you're good. You're going to need a really good team around you to win a Super Bowl, but you're really good. I like you. You're a franchise quarterback. You're not. I'm going to put him in tier two.
I agree.
Okay. We got Kyler, Murray, in tier two. Matt Ryan, now with the Colts. Not tier one.
I think tier three. He's good, not great.
Good, not great. That's. I'm going to go with you there. I'm going to go Matt Ryan there. Matt Ryan, good, not great, tier three. Lamar Jackson. You know where
you're
I'm going.
Tier one.
Oh, give me Lamar Jackson for tier one. Let's go.
I think tier two.
Okay, you got him. You got him at tier two. Let's see. Josh Allen.
Tier one.
I think we're both there, right? Sam Darnold. Assuming he's this, is he the starter for Carolina right now? That's the plan.
I feel like he'd have to be tier four.
Yeah, probably. Probably right. Tier four means he's not good. We don't want him. We're looking for your replacement. I agree with you there. So far, we're kind of on the same page. Let's see. Okay, let's go next. Oh, how about Justin Fields for the Bears? I mean, I'm not looking for your replacement, but I'm also not like not good yet.
I feel like
so you're still you're tier four, right?
I think he has to be.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything yet. I mean, sorry, rookie or not, you're tier four. That's kind of the way this goes. We'll break here in a minute because I know we do need to take a break. But so we're gonna bust through some of these real fast. Where are we? We just hit Justin Fields, Joe Burrow. I go tier two. I'm saying tier two.
I'm going one.
Okay, you're going one on that. You're keeping track of both of these, right? Because I'm just writing down my own.
Yeah.
Well, okay. How about should we do two here? Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield. Deshaun Watson, where is he? I think I'm going to say. You know what's weird is he should be a tier one. Based on what the last time we saw him, he should be a tier one.
It's just hard for me to, it's hard for me to put him somewhere.
I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be bold. We got to be bold in this day and age, dude. He's tier one. Okay. He's tier one. They traded a crap ton of first round picks. You don't do that for tier two. So he is a tier one quarterback for me. Baker Mayfield. Not that he's starting right now. We don't know what's going to happen with Baker.
He's tier four. He was the worst quarterback in the league.
I'm going to say tier three.
Okay.
He's good, not great. Okay, well, let's do three more, and then let's break for lunch. Dak Prescott.
I have him in tier two.
I have him in tier two. I'm with you there, 100%. Don't understand why he's not there. He's a guy you could win with, but you're going to need some guys around you, for sure. Russell Wilson. I got tier one.
I think tier two.
Wow. Jared Goff. Tier four for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's do one more. And then we'll break. See where you hooligans are on these.
Who was the last one we did?
Jared Goff. Jared Goff, I have
okay.
at four.
Yeah, okay.
Means I'm looking for your replacement today. I'm calling right now. Aaron Rodgers. It's tier one.
Yeah.
You think he's going to struggle, right now, starting the season, Davis Mills. Let's do that real quick for the Texans. He is, four. I mean, he's unknown, so he's a four. He's not good. We'll have all this up on theholeshow.com. All right, let's take a quick break here, and we'll recap it quickly before we finish up the show. This is fun. 38 minutes after the hour, short break coming up. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to my man Brady Hall and the Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Jason Lockett for of CBS Sports put together his tier ones and all that, and I didn't really agree with the tiers as far as quarterbacks go because, well, he had five tiers or six tiers or whatever. He had a lot of tiers. And two of those didn't even put anybody in. If you're going to do tiers, man, you gotta put people in them, right? What's the point of having tiers if we're not going to do this thing? So we left off at Davis Mills for Houston, and he's not good. So I'm putting him on tier four right now. Carson Wentz for the Commanders.
There you go.
For the Washington Commanders. Carson Wentz. Good, not great, or bad?
He's not good.
I'm going to say he's good, not great. He's very close to tier four, but he still has some kind of talent that I'm going to give him for tier three. Tier three, I put him in.
I'm going tier four.
Trevor Lawrence for Jacksonville.
Three.
I'm going to go there with you. He had such a train wreck last year. Patrick Mahomes.
Tier one.
Maybe the easiest one we put on there. Derek Carr.
Tier two.
I'll go there. Tier two, yeah. Justin Herbert is tier one.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford. Tier one or tier two?
I'm going tier one.
I'm going tier two. Tua Tagovailoa.
I think tier three.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins.
Oh, I'm stuck between two and three. I think he has a lot
of
talent.
I'm going to go two. I'm going to say two.
Yeah.
Kirk is okay. Two. I think he could if he has a good enough team around him. Let's go two. Jameis Winston.
Three or four.
Three. I'm going three. Good, not great. Daniel Jones.
Ooh.
I'm saying, I'm going tier four.
Yes.
I'm saying tier four right now. Jets, Zach Wilson. An unknown, and we got to be fair. He's tier four right now.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Three.
That seems fair. I'll go three with you there.
Wait, who was the one we did before Hurts?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. The Jets.
Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson. Mitch Trubisky? I mean, is he the starter right now? Is it his job to lose?
Yeah, probably.
What is he? What is Mitch Trubisky? It's a mystery.
Tier three or four. It's a toss-up. Can't be wrong.
I'm going four. Four for Trubisky. Mitch.
Okay.
Who else have I missed? Is Marcus Mariota the starter for the Falcons right now? Because if he is, I'm going to go... I'm saying four. He's four.
Who is?
Marcus Mariota for the Falcons. Who have I met? Drew Locke. Tier one all the way. No, okay. All right. To be fair, he's got to be four. I'll be fair. He's got to be four. He hasn't shown us anything above that. There's promise, I think, but he hasn't.
Did we do Mac Jones?
Mac Jones. I'm going to go tier three.
Okay, I can settle with that.
Tier three. All right, what have we missed? I'm trying to figure out what we've missed. We hit Mahomes. Oh, Brady. Tier one.
Obviously.
Tier one. We hit Matt Ryan, didn't we? Yeah, Deshaun Watson, we got that. Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston. Ryan Tannehill. I'm saying tier three. Good, not great.
Yeah, I think he's pushing two, but not there.
Okay, good, not great. So we got Kyler Murray in. I think we're done, man. Are we done? We finish this thing? Oh, Trey Lance or Jimmy G.
Probably,
they want Trey Lance to be the starter, right?
Probably tier three for either of them.
Yeah, I'll go there. Yeah. I think we're done. All right. So I got all of tier ones are set. I do not have Joe Burrow and Matt Stafford in tier one. That's my difference from where Jason Lockenfor is. 47 minutes after the hour. We'll get this. I'm going to get this typed out and written up and put it on thewholeshow.com. It'll be part of the Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog. Our tiers are when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll return in just a moment. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah. 53 minutes after the hour. What a week it's been. We got great things happening in the state of Colorado when it comes to the sports world. The Colorado Avalanche are up 2-0 in their series. The Rockies got a winning record. May is looking pretty good to start things off. So, Jates, let's get to it as we wrap up the week in review.
Set up top for McCaw. Miko to McKinnon. He scores! Nathan McKinnon! He scores! Arturi Lehkonen! Short side on David Rittich. Caps have come out like an out-of-control freight train, and they won't be stopped.
Here's McKinnon down the wing. McCarr to the inside, and it's blocked. Back to Taves, and he scores.
And that's a big swing, deep left field. Strange Gordon looking, scoring. Forget about it. Garrett Hampson, welcome back.
Uh-oh.
That's deep to central. Rogers has left the yard.
There it is. Uh-oh.
Opposite field, Soto looking at it, heading back towards the wall, and it's gone! Randall Grichuk powers up for his fourth home run of the year. And
cue ball.
That is a cue ball, and a charging Hampson will put him away. Game over.
Was that from the YouTube broadcast yesterday? Uh-oh! Uh-oh! You gotta wear, like, T-shirts and onesies to broadcast on that thing, man. That's pretty cool, I guess, trying to attract a younger audience. Does that do it for you, James? Does that make you want to watch it? Oh, they have a T-shirt on. They're just like me. Totally makes me want to watch that broadcast. The Rockies are rolling, man. 15-10. The Avs up 2-0. They going to sweep this thing? Let us know. Go vote at theholeshow.com on the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. That's going to do it for us. Hey, we got a brand new morning show coming up. The Good Morning NoCo. The Good Morning NoCo crew. Brian, Gary, Tanner, Schwint. They start at 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Buckle up, folks. KFKA just got better. We got Betting Across America coming up. We got Preps Baseball tonight. We got Rockies Baseball. It never stops. Good night, Northern Colorado.